I thank the Lord for everything he's done for us tonight. And we had sort of practice a little bit of a song earlier, but I felt the Lord seem like dealing with me on this song, just sitting back there. I don't know. Sometimes when Aaron was preaching last night about Abraham, sometimes when God gives you a promise, and even when we look at his word, at the promises in his word, sometimes they seem so far away. And we know God can do things. There's, you know, that we believe in him. We have faith in him. But yet sometimes the devil tries to come against us and make us feel like that some things seem so, some mountains seem so big. And just help me. I'm going to try to sing something different here tonight.
Just raise your hands tonight. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. What do you have need of tonight? Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise Him tonight. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of the Lord, don't you? Amen, I appreciate His goodness to us. My, my, my. Amen, I felt His presence here last night. Appreciate the altar call. Amen, those that tarried and prayed. Amen, the Lord will definitely meet you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We appreciate His faithfulness, don't you? Amen. I'm looking for things to happen this week. Amen. I believe things happened last night. Hallelujah. But it's not always the thing. Sometimes, as Brother Blue has already talked about, sometimes it ought always recognizable to everybody. Amen. But there was a revival just recently we were in. Amen. We had talked some and preached, you know, through the revival, that service she came. Amen. 60-something years old. Amen. She began to seek the Lord and call on His name. Seen her get so excited and happy. Amen. Fell out there on the floor. Hallelujah. Unbeknownst to me, amen, she was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I tell you, it's exciting as we've seen in that revival. Amen. There's a place up home. There was a gentleman stood and cried. Amen. Told us how he was desiring for God to fill him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. How old is he, honey? Amen. I think he's 78, 80 years old in that area there. Amen. So desiring God to move. Amen. Still believing for him that God's going to do it. But I tell you what. Amen. For those seekers here tonight, you keep on seeking. Amen. You keep on seeking. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth said, I'd rather have a man on the platform with me, amen, that was still seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost than somebody that had the experience and was complacent with it. I'll tell you what, there's something in those, amen, it does something to the church when seekers get in and begin to seek God. Amen. It stirs up our hearts, doesn't it, church? Amen. I'll tell you what, the God comes down and settles in the place. Amen. When there are those who will seek His face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm thankful for the Lord. Thankful for what we feel. Appreciate all the hospitality and all the things been done. Amen. I could get into it tonight, but I feel like getting right into the word of the Lord. We just want to say from the bottom of our heart, thank you. Amen. Thank you for what you've done for us already. It has blessed us just tremendously. Amen. Luke chapter 24. I want to read here out of these verses of scripture tonight. Luke chapter 24. I want to look at these. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel His presence here tonight. And there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Whatever you came into the service desiring tonight, amen, He is everything and more. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, amen, the Lord can meet it and exceed it. Amen. But we must have that expectation for God to do it. Amen. If we could just grasp a hold of Him tonight and get a desire, amen, earnestly. Amen. You may have one here tonight. Amen. But oh, that we could just set our minds on heaven. Amen. We could set our minds upon Him and just see, amen, what He could do for us. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, the Lord knows who you are and what you need. And He longs to fill this place with His glory and with His presence. Amen. Amen. If we could just get our hearts continually and consistently upon Him. Hallelujah. I feel like we've come together here tonight in worship. Amen. Let's just come together and hear tonight in the preaching. Amen. But just preach with us. Get your mind on the Lord. Amen. And follow and see what the Lord would have for you. Amen. Luke chapter 24. Let's begin reading here in verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. We know these scriptures well. Amen. We could flip to some other scriptures, but I want you to look there. He said, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Hallelujah. And He said, tarry. Until tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. But we could go over to Acts chapter 4 and we could read there as well where it says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. In Acts 4, chapter 1 and verse 14 there, later on in the chapter, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brethren. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us tonight that the Lord would anoint us and help us? Dear Heavenly Father, You know that I need You. God, You know that I cannot preach without You. I must have the move of the Holy Ghost, Lord, within my soul. God, as I felt today, Lord, I ask You to anoint me and You would anoint everyone in this place, that our spirits would bear witness with the Holy Ghost and bear witness with your word, God, that we could gain from it tonight. Lord, that we could seek, God, a greater endowment in our life, that we could seek a greater walk and a closer walk with thee. God, that we could seek, God, amen, the things that we know we should and the things we know we need and the things we know we need to be consistent in. God, I ask that you would impress it on every heart, Lord, that we could find that place in you tonight where the glory of heaven shines down on us. And God, we can find a place, oh, that the Holy Ghost anointing, amen, can move up on our hearts in such a mighty way that we can be forever changed. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you, church, tonight, amen, these passages of scripture mean so much. Amen, we have read them. We have heard them preached. Amen. They are something familiar to us. Amen. It's something we could quote. We can quote Acts chapter 2 right there at the beginning verses. Amen. There's something we know in our hearts. Amen. I'd like to preach to us here tonight. I'd like to preach to those who need filled. I'd like to preach to those who need refilled. I'd like to preach to those, and God forbid that you become complacent with it, but I'd like to preach to you as well. Amen. I'd like to preach to me. Amen. That the fire that we find in our soul is not something, amen, that wanes and grows cold. It does not just become another verse that we remember. It does not become another experience that we can just tell about in the past. It's just not something that we'll rehearse, amen, of days gone by. Amen. But it is something that's so prevalent and so prominent and so present in our life, amen, that we can tell the world and we can tell each other, amen, and the presence of God falls on us in such a way. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, the Holy Ghost falls on those who are saved and seeking. Amen. Yes, he does. And they walk away as that sister that night I told you about. Amen. She did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But she told my wife, she said, what I received tonight, amen, I'm not going to let the devil beat me down because I did not get what I was seeking for. And can I tell you, if we'll get a mind tonight, amen, that no matter what we receive, if it's everything that we wanted, or if it's just a blessing of God, amen, there is nothing like receiving, amen, from the glory of heaven. Amen. Oh, don't let the devil steal your joy, and don't let the devil steal your blessing. Amen. Because oftentimes he'll tell you, see, amen, you didn't get everything you was longing for. Amen. Oh, for the seekers that'll tarry. Oh, for the seekers that'll wait. Oh, for the seekers that'll get a longing. And oh, for the seeker that'll look, amen, to what God can do for them. Amen. Church, can I tell you tonight that God longs to do something in this place? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'd like to preach to you out of these verses here tonight. Amen. I'd like to preach to you this simple thought. Pentecost or bust. Pentecost or bust. Amen. You ever drove down the interstate or maybe in your own hometown? Amen. They've got out the window markers and they've wrote on there, you know, state finals or bust. Amen. They wrote things on the window, amen, whether it's some achievement they're longing to reach for. Amen. They're pressing on a longward journey. Amen. My own school growing up, ACE went to a national competition in Arizona. Amen. And they went, painted the windows there on the back, Arizona or bust, you know. Amen. But I'll tell you what, church, there must be this desire in our life, amen, in this day and hour, that it's not just going to be, amen, it's not just going to be another sermon that's preached. Amen. It's just not another verse of scripture. It's just not a past experience that we remember. Amen. It's just not something we know about. Amen. But it's something that there's a longing within our soul. Amen. For those who are wanting to be filled, there's a seeking and there's a desire. Amen. For those who have been filled, amen, there's a desire for a greater feeling and a greater anointing. Amen. For those that the gifts have fell upon, amen, there's a desire for another gift, amen, to be manifest in our life. Amen. It is Pentecost or bust, church. It's Pentecost or bust. If we don't have the Holy Ghost and we don't have the power of it manifest, and if it's not working and falling on the saints of God, amen, where will we be? I say the church needs to get an attitude that it is Pentecost or bust. Amen. Oh, we need to get to where, amen, glory to God, we need to get to where, amen, though the anointing can fall upon us. Amen. We need to get to the place where the work can be accomplished in us. We need to get to the place where the need can be met. Amen. We need to get to the place, amen, oh, it's Pentecost or bust. I'm going going to reach until I receive. I'm going to press through until the work is accomplished. I'm going to press through until the glory falls upon me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Those people strive in their heart. Amen. To become the best in their field. Amen. They strive in their heart. Amen. To accomplish some great work. And they throw every effort into it. Amen. They throw practice after practice into it because they desire to be the best. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. Does the church have a Pentecost or bust? Amen. Mentality. Amen. What kind of mentality does it have? Amen. Oh, amen. Is it Pentecost or, amen, that's okay if it doesn't happen. Amen. Is it Pentecost? Amen. It falls upon us. Or, well, we can wait for another day. Is it Pentecost? Amen. Oh, or we'll reach it another time. I say it's Pentecost or bust. We are in a day and hour that needs the anointing. We're in a day and hour where a generation needs to feel the glory and the manifestation of the power. Amen. If you here tonight are seeking God, I say get back under the fountain. Get back under the fountain. Don't let the devil steal the experiences you've had, because the Lord wants to endue you and the Lord wants to anoint you. But we've got to say, oh Lord, it's Pentecost with everything within me. Can I just point to the scripture? The scripture said, he said, tarry until. He said, wait until the promise comes. There is a promise of the Father. Amen. But church, there should be something that stirs in us in a greater way. Amen. These men and these women that gathered, all they had was a promise. All they had was a promise. As they went to the upper room, amen, they had the words to go on. They did not have, amen, the acts to read. Amen. They did not have all the words, amen, rewritten. Amen. That we could tell, and amen, the stories. Amen. We read chapter 2 and chapter 4 where the place was shaken. We can go on as Brother Nathan testified and see how the glory fell. Amen. And I'm here to tell you something, that all they had to go on was a promise. I mean, they just had that promise to hold on to. I mean, we've got so much more. I mean, we've got so much more. I mean, I believe the church needs to learn to tarry and needs to learn to wait for the promise. I mean, we've got more than just, amen, the promise to go on. We've got the word. We've got the evidence. We've seen the power. We've seen the anointing. We've seen it fall. We've seen the place shaken. We've seen people filled. We've seen people healed. We've seen a demonstration of the power of an almighty God. I say, let it fall, Lord. Let it fall, Lord. Let us have the glory of the Father fall upon us. Oh, hallelujah. We need Pentecost. Amen. We need Pentecost in this day and hour. We need it to fall upon us. Amen. We need it to anoint us. Amen. There in Acts 1 and 14. Amen. He said they prayed. Amen. They were one accord in prayer and in supplication. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. Church cannot survive without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He anoints every heart in here. He anoints every life in here for those who will seek and call and wait. Amen. Is the church in the day too much of a hurry for Pentecost to happen? Amen. Amen. One man said it like this. He said, amen, we've got all the mechanics right. We have just lost the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, you're doing a great work and you're doing great things, but don't forget to tarry. Amen. You're reaching out. And amen, the lost are being saved, thank God. Amen. But don't forget to tarry. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You're doing and seeing mighty things done. Amen. But the oil that flows upon the machinery of the church, amen, is the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can have great music and we can have, amen, great singers, and thank God we do. Amen. But I want to tell you something. There's about somebody, amen, that can get up, and sometimes they can't even hold, amen, a tune in the bucket. But they can get up in the anointing, the oil of the Lord. Amen. Can fall upon them. And we still shout and we still sing glory. I mean, why? Because it's not in the talent or ability, but it's in the anointing of God himself. I say, church, it's Pentecost or bust. I mean, we are going to bust ourselves and we are going to fall apart if we do not reach Pentecost. There must be a desire in us. I've got to reach it. I've got to receive it. I've got to be anointed. I've got to be touched in my life. I say, church, reach for Pentecost. Reach for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and let the anointing fall on you in such a way, oh, glory to God, that it'll light you up. It'll light your world, and the world will know that glory has came back to the church. Oh, that pressing within our soul that longs to reach for something more. Oh, oh. Now, I hope you're already learning me. Oh, that's bad English, isn't it? But I already hope we found out who, kind of the way I preach here. But I want to tell you something. We cannot afford for a church to say we found Pentecost a long time ago, and that's good enough for me. There's a lot of those that exist today, and they're falling apart at the seams. They're falling apart at the seams. But how many of us know that when the Holy Ghost falls, oh, church, you 5-year-old kids, listen to me for a minute. Can I tell you that the Holy Ghost can fall on you? Hey, amen. These little ones, Brother Rob, the Holy Ghost can fall on them. Hallelujah. I just don't want to make it for those who know all about it, because some of us who know all about it have forgot all about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We've known too much. Amen. It seems. Amen. We've become so smart about the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We forgot to yield to the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you here tonight that the Lord is in this place. I feel Him, church. I'm not here to reprove you or be rebuke you necessarily. Amen. But if the shoe fits, you know, go ahead and put it on. It's all right. Amen. But I want to tell you here tonight, the Lord wants to draw us. How many loves the moving of the Holy Ghost? Amen. How many loves the moving of the Holy Ghost? Then why in the world don't we promote it with our praise and with our worship and from the unction of our heart in such a way? I know we do, and we felt the glory of the Lord tonight. I say, let it fall greater. I say, let it fall greater. I say, let yourself be moved by it. I say, let the Lord shout you. I say, let the Lord stir you. Let the Lord fill you, even to the uttermost. Oh, glory to God. But we must, at Pentecost, we must go back to the place where we first found it. We can read to these verses here, and you know, and you've heard it before, it's nothing new, but I want to point it out again. Amen. The Bible said that they were in one accord. All they had was a promise, church. All they had was the promise. They didn't know how to tarry for it. They didn't know how to seek it like some of us do. Amen. They didn't know what to do. Amen. They didn't know necessarily, because they'd never seen anybody, amen, pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost before. They'd never seen anybody tarry in a church service. Hey, we got examples, don't we? Amen. We've got examples, don't we? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They necessarily can't teach us, but we can sure take some of these people and, man, go by their example of what they've done. They've waited until. Amen. They've waited until. They've tarried until. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible said they were in one accord. What's that mean? It signifies that all their minds, amen, their minds, hallelujah, amen, were in one place, hallelujah. Oh, if we could get our minds in one place tonight, amen. But it does not mean their minds, but it means that their affections were in one place. Every bit of their love, every bit of their desire, amen, was focused upon the power of manifestation of the gift that was coming. They were saying, oh, amen, I'm not going to try to put words in their mouth, but all they knew was there's a promise. There's a promise. There's a promise. And He'll keep His promises. And I'll wait until the promise comes. I'll wait until the promise falls. And they put every desire, and they put every affection toward Him. Everything they longed for, everything they wished for, it wasn't nothing. I mean, they weren't looking for a greater thing in this world. They weren't looking for more worldly attainment. But their wishes and their desires, Brother Nathan, to be endued with the gift that was given. Oh, how they longed for it. Oh, how they wished for it. And I want to tell you, they waited, and they waited until it was fully come. I'm not afraid to tell you tonight. Can I get all you boys to stand? Got six of them. Seven. 8. Brother Nathan, you care to help me? 9. Oh, I'm not afraid to tell you that God wants to come into the service tonight. Here's you a gift. Here's you a gift. Here's you. And I want to tell you something. These young men right here can manifest the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You may be seated. But oh, let me ask you something. Amen. The gifts of the Holy Ghost have been given since the day of Pentecost. They've been given since the day that you received. And we know that the Holy Ghost works all in all and intertwines. Amen. If you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, do you believe, amen, that you can pray for the sick and then recover? Amen. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, do you believe that you can get a word of prophecy for somebody? Amen. Do you believe here tonight, amen, that there's a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge that could come for you? Oh, glory to God. Do you believe that you can have the spirit of discernment? Amen. I want to tell you something. I'm here to preach to the church tonight. If you have received, amen, then glory to God. Let's seek God and see what he had have us to do, because there's a great mighty doing of the power of an almighty God within this gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Let the older generation know, hey, we can show you. We can show you that God's been faithful. Amen. Glory to God. Let me tell you tonight, the undoing of the power of the Holy Ghost. God longs for the gifts to work, and we've seen them. Oh, but I say, let it be greater, Lord. Let it be greater, Lord. Let somebody get in their heart. Every desire, God, I've been filled. Oh, but I ain't arrived yet. Oh, I ain't arrived yet. I want to tell you something. Amen. The critical place of the church is this. And I can only speak from personal experience. But there have been some people more thrilled about the Holy Ghost, and they hadn't received it yet, than some who have received it. Because some have received the Holy Ghost, and they've arrived. I prayed through to salvation and got it. I prayed through the Holy Ghost and obtained it. Now, set my place in the church. Set my place in the church. Oh, listen to me, church, here tonight. That's not God's plan. It's not God's plan. God's plan is that we would be so desirous of him. Can I ask just the adults here tonight? You don't have to raise your hand. Hey, but I'd like to come close to you if you'd let me. How many of you adults, don't have to raise your hand, have been filled with the Holy Ghost for some period of time? And how many, after you got filled, you have earnestly sought for God to endue you with a specific gift? You've prayed for it. You've earnestly sought God for it. I know the Holy Ghost works all in all, but we also know that he bestows specifically. How many has been used in the gift of the Holy Ghost? Have you wanted to be? Have you longed to be? I'm not afraid to pray for the sick tonight. I don't feel necessarily that God's given me the gift of healing. Just using this for example. But I know the Holy Ghost can do it. And what the devil wants to do to us sometimes is he wants to make us fearful. How many believes God can heal? Now let's bring somebody up here that's a cancer patient. How many believe God will? You're going to pray that he does now. The devil says, oh. It doesn't make the Holy Ghost any less than what he is. It doesn't make the Holy Ghost any weaker than what he is, because he's still got all power. Hallelujah. And church, I would rather pray for the sick, amen, and them not recover, than to sit back and let the devil get me to the place where I have no faith to even pray for anybody. Hallelujah. I'd rather try, amen, and the world think I failed, amen, and step out on God, and God knows why some people don't get healed. I'm here to tell you, church, you can't be afraid to pray for the sick. Amen. You can't pray, amen, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in here tonight. Amen. There are some sick among us tonight that need touched, amen. Amen. Are we so fearful that we're afraid to pray? I say we can say in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, and rebuke the sickness and the infirmity. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of it all. Do we believe the word? Amen. Do we believe the word tonight? I say it's Pentecost or bust again. Amen. Pentecost or bust. Amen. Believe in the power of the Holy Ghost and recognize that He'll fall on the young and the old alike, and He'll fill with His glory and with His power. Amen. They were all in one mind. They were unified in their thinking. Amen. Glory to God. They were unified in their praying, and they were unified in their seeking. I say, church, let us bind together. Let us come together and recognize that the Holy Ghost can still do it. Oh, glory to God. Is your desire tonight? I believe it is. I earnestly believe it is. That everyone here tonight, if we really think about it, our earnest desire is to see Pentecost again. Oh, we see it in individuals. And we see it fall on these here tonight and last night. Amen. It's been Pentecost. But it's the desire of a church as a whole. We're going to tarry until the spirit of prayer falls upon us, until the spirit of worship falls on the whole congregation. Amen. We're not going to get so anxious to get to McDonald's or whatever your favorite place of, feeding yourself is. Amen. That we get so, amen, out of place. I know we got concerns and things we got to take care of. Amen. But church, are we really desirous of a move of the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. We've got to be so determined of them. Amen. Can I tell you, we need to get out the old marker tonight and write on the tables of our heart, it's Pentecost or bust. Oh, it's Pentecost or bust. It's revival or bust. It's an undoing of the power of the Holy Ghost or bust. I tell you, church, we must have it. We gotta have it. We cannot afford, amen, to let Pentecost become stale and become idle. But we've gotta let the moving and the wooing of the Holy Ghost be manifest among us. It's what revives the church. It's what brings the church up. It's what touches the sinner's heart. We need Pentecost. Oh, all they had was a promise. All they had was a promise. But I want to tell you what, you've got the promise and the evidence tonight. All they had was a promise, but they still went to the upper room. And they bound together. And they believed the words of Jesus. Church, as Joel told us and Peter repeated there in Acts, this is that. How many here tonight want to see your sons and your daughters prophesy under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost? That is not yesterday's experience, but it is an experience, amen, that we have not pursued. And we must get it down in our heart that it's going to be Pentecost. It's going to be Pentecost within us. Amen. There's going to be something within us. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. As I said last night, amen, I'm not here, amen, to condemn you for yesterday. I'm here to get us looking toward the future and recognize that there is a great need among us. Amen. There is a great need and a great desire, and there should be within the church, amen, to see that moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where sinners do grip the back of the pew again. Amen. For old time conviction. But it only comes in the unity of the Spirit. Everyone else unify here tonight and recognize that the glory of God can still fall and the power of Pentecost can still rest upon us. I feel Him here tonight. Oh, I wish I could preach to you, but I feel the glory of God Himself in this place, and we must recognize that it must be every desire and every longing and every stirring of our being. Let our mind, God, be sanctified holy. Let us think upon you. Let our hearts be turned towards you in a place that we desire the moving of Pentecost again. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Pentecost is for the church. Pentecost is for you. This guy can't afford to get his affection set. The Bible said, set not your affection on things below. Where they got to be? They've got to be above. I've been guilty of setting my affections low. I've been guilty of setting my desires low. Sister Carrie, get ready to come. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not afraid here tonight. Amen. To make the statement that God can raise some of these young men up and he can put a gift in them. I want him to. Because these men, I may be at a low time, Brother Blue, and they have a word for me. I may be at a time where I need healing in my body, and I'm calling the young preachers raising up and say, pray for me. You know why? Because what they have in them is the same thing I have in me. Oh, and I've seen what it can do. And you have seen what it can do. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Let us put faith in our young folks again. Let us recognize that they can demonstrate the very yesterday. Amen. Let's just don't look back at yesterday and say, oh, those were glorious days. Amen. Why don't we have them today? We could get into all that. I felt like I dealt with some of that last night. Amen. I want to tell you, some of us, that we have not set our affections on things above, and we have not said Pentecost or bust. With everything in us, we have not set our heart on a real move of today. Amen. Glory to God. I love my heritage. I love telling stories about it. I could tell a few more tonight about what God's done. I could tell about the healing power. Amen. I just this last week, Brother Snow, amen, came into the service. Amen. His middle finger, when he left here, I believe it was, amen, a month ago or so, at the beginning of January, he fell and bent his finger back. Amen. It was hurting. He couldn't even use a nail gun this past week. Amen. He said, I want you to pray for me. Amen. So the brothers and sisters gathered around. Amen. We anointed him with oil and we prayed. The next night he came in and said, hey, amen, I've been able to use a nail gun all day today. Amen. God healed my finger. Amen. It'd been a month, and a lot of people want to say it's coincidence and we want to reason away the power of God. But I say it's no coincidence when the glory of God still does what he said he could do. Oh, glory to God. He got into Sunday school class Sunday morning. Amen. He was in a Sunday school class and he was talking about how God had healed him. He talked about how God had moved in different ways. And he talked about how God had healed a finger on a wart on his finger. And he told the boys there in the class about it. Amen. Oh, in the middle of that, he said, but I still got one. He said, it's on this right hand right here. I've had it for some time. He said, it's right. It's gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Amen. God just don't do one thing, but God does everything. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. God knows how to heal and raise up. Oh, yes, he does. Amen. We were in a service there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And we seen a lady who could barely whisper. That's all she could do. But in mid-sentence of testifying how God had moved upon her and the Holy Ghost had touched her before. Amen. God restored her voice instantly right in mid-sentence. Amen. Just a couple of months ago. This is not a power just of yesterday, but it's a glorious in doing for today. It's a glory that can fall upon us. I say, church, let us get in one mind. Let us seek God. Let us set our affections upon glory. Amen. Can we stand to our feet tonight? Amen. Can we gather around this altar and say, God, do it again. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. If you are a seeker, and I believe everybody in this place should have a desire for the move of the Holy Ghost. Glory! Let's get in one accord. Let's believe God again. Recognize that he can do it. Recognize that the glory can fall. Recognize that the gifts can be given. The Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, it's Pentecost or bust. I'll tarry until. I'll tarry until. Glory! Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Let him fall on you. Let him fall on you. Endue me with the gift, God. Endue me with the gift, God. Bestow it upon me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Unction my heart, Lord. He will endue you and he will anoint you. He will anoint the youngest. And come on, children, seek God. Let him fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whoa. Glory. We need it, God. Let us get a desire. It's Pentecost. It's Pentecost.